This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Housing data of this Tuesday show just how strong that market was before. The latest Case-Shiller National Home Price Index shows prices were up more than 4% in February, and says the Census Bureau there were 2.7 million new homeowners in the first quarter of the year, with the home ownership rate rising to just above 65%. So that's the data. And just how much the market has softened since then is officially TBD. But it turns out being stuck at home is changing the way a lot of us think about our homes. Marketplace's Amy Scott is on that one.
Andrew Manis shares a 700-square-foot apartment in Nashville with his wife and their pit bull mix, which was fine when they went out all the time. But now the dog park is closed, and most days both humans are working from home.
The toughest thing has just been privacy.
When their lease is up next year, they're thinking about trying to buy a place, and not just with more indoor space.
You know, maybe some chickens and a big garden and a little bit of land and things that I thought were doomsday prepping kind of mindset are now things that I'm like, well, that would be, you know, kind of nice.
Realtor.com surveyed people about what they'd like to change about their homes after quarantine. Senior economist George Ratu says more space topped the list, indoors and out, followed by
updated kitchens, right? Not surprisingly, given that we are spending so much more time cooking at home.
But with many people out of work and the economy so uncertain, a lot of these upgrades may have to wait. Abby Will at the Harvard Joint Center for Housing Studies expects an uptick in smaller DIY projects.
But of course, you know, the bulk of remodeling spending really is major home improvements. And we think homeowners are dreaming about doing those projects, but are not likely to undertake them anytime soon.
With plenty of time to dream about his next home, Lindsey Crosby in Auburn, Alabama, knows what he doesn't want.
We're beginning to rethink the open concept.
You know, the big kitchen that opens out to the dining and living room that has been all the rage.
We love our kids, but we're not used to being around them every minute of every day.
Amen. There's something to be said for walls and doors. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.